Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The title of our reading today is In Christ We Are Free, and our passage is from Romans 8, verses 1 to 4. Hear the word of the Lord. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Consider this. There is a phrase from old Westerns that has become well used over the years. It has become an idiom used by comedians, athletes, politicians, and actors. The phrase has come to mean, the old way of doing things is out. A new way of doing things, my way, is in. That phrase is, there's a new sheriff in town. In today's verse, Paul tells the Romans there is a new law in town. The law of sin and death has lost its seat of influence in your life and mine. The law of the Spirit, who gives life, has set us free. There's a new boss in town, and that means we can tell the old bosses, sin and death, to take a hike whenever either tries to claim authority. To mix metaphors, for those who are in Christ, the law of sin and death is no longer in the driver's seat. The law of sin and death no longer has mastery over us. Jesus remedied that. We don't answer to sin, defer to death, or remain chained to our old ways of thinking, feeling, or acting like lost people. We don't wallow in self-condemnation or act as though Christ has done nothing to set us free from old broken patterns. If we do, we are not living from our union with Christ. We may need help to get free from old ways that lead to sin and death, yes, but the truth that empowers our transformation in Christ is the foundation for our healing. In Christ, you are free. My brothers and sisters, today, we have been invited to live within the broad and sweeping, powerful and freeing law of the Spirit. And it's an invitation to which we must say yes if we want to experience the abundant life Jesus promised. We are intertwined, heart and soul aligned with Jesus. Christ became a sin offering for us, reconciling us to God and giving us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18 to 19. For freedom, you and I have been set free. No longer with Christ in you and you in Christ to be subject to that nasty yoke of sin's slavery ever again. Galatians 5:1. Abiding in Jesus, we live and move in the law of the Spirit, and the Spirit gives life. Imagine the words of the Nicene Creed being shouted from a rooftop. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. Jesus sets us free to enjoy life in the Spirit. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become right related to God, ourselves, others, and the creation. 2 Corinthians 5:21. His right-heartedness is our right-heartedness. Welcome to the Spirit-filled, Spirit-healed, Spirit-renewed family of God. Our daily work as believers is to remember, reclaim, and rehearse the benefits that come from living in the freedom of the Spirit. We live in the new way of the Spirit. Romans 7, 5-6. If you are in union with Christ, you are a recipient of all his benefits. Psalm 103, verses 2-5. One of those benefits is that right now, at this very moment, you live within the roomy and healing realm of the Spirit. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. John 8:36. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. There's a new law in town, the law of the Spirit of life, and it sets captives free. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you, and you are in me. I want to live in the freedom of the law of the Spirit. When I forget my inheritance and am tempted to sin to ease my pain, I am grateful for forgiveness and the continued call to the freedom I have in you. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. How have you lived out the "I'm worthy of condemnation" message in your life? Has it kept you chained to guilt for your sins, even the ones for which Jesus has forgiven you, rather than setting you free to live a Spirit-filled life? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilk.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.